Okay, so we're going to kind of get started in Philippians, talk a little bit about it, and discuss some key facts and factors that are going to travel all the way through our study in Philippians. So we'll go ahead and get started. So Philippi in northern Greece was the first place in Europe that heard the news that there was a new king, namely the crucified and risen Jesus of Nazareth. You can read the story of Paul's first visit there in Acts 16. This letter makes it clear that as Paul looked at all of the churches he had founded, the people of Philippi were the ones who gave him the most joy. To be sure, he loved them all, but this letter breathes the confident trust and enjoyment which we don't always find elsewhere, even in Paul's epistles. Now in prison, almost certainly in Ephesus, the Philippian church have sent him a gift of money. One of the reasons he's writing is to say thank you for that. So the first question is, can we think of a moment when a thank you note was a blessing to you? Are words of thanks easier or harder given today's communication channels? And we're referring to the social media aspect as well as email, text messaging, all of that. It's probably, you would agree, easier now to say thank you. But does it mean the same thing? And so does anybody have any comment on that? Oscar.
I comment that Dr. Larry Oliver sends out the sermon in a minute, and I send it to probably about 65 addresses.
So Oscar is saying that Pastor Larry Oliver sends out the...
the point is that people will send back to me really enjoy the message.
Right.
The message in a minute.
That's a thank you note.
I send that out to Larry. He really appreciates that.
Got it. Anybody else have a comment? Ellen.
I think thank you is an all-over, just wonderful and fascinating communicating to a lot of people, but it's not as personal.
Okay. All right. So Ellen says that Facebook or maybe even some of these other forms of communication are not quite as personal. So I think I would agree with you that... for the person who's sending the thank you, it makes it more convenient and easy to do. Whenever I get on Facebook, which is not very often, I have a list of all these people that says it's their birthday or it was their birthday or something. And all you have to do is go check it or something like that, and it actually sends them a happy birthday. So how much am I actually expressing in that act? You see what I mean? Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
So that when I'm down, I can read their encouragement.
Yes. So Diane says that it's also something that helps her to write down these thank yous or words of encouragement that come from others. And so that is a message saying, hey, it's very important to me to receive those. I think it does make a difference. But I think it's still there. The thought is communicated regardless of how we send it. But I think there's also this realization that maybe that wasn't as heartfelt as a personally embroidered card from a friend. Rob.
I got a letter in the mail a couple months ago from a student of mine when I was teaching back in the 70s and 80s here in Kelowna. Teresa Welch, do you remember her, that name? I got this handwritten note from a student from the 80s.
Yeah.
She said, my children are now writing thank you notes to their teachers. It was a project their her kid's teacher had them do. And she thought, I should do it too.
Oh, that's great.
And back in the early 80s, she said, Mr. Rob, you were my favorite teacher forever. You made us feel like we could, I mean, she
that's
made
great.
Me feel like $1 million. Yeah. So
fantastic.
I would write a letter to someone.
Yeah.
And say, you think positive thoughts about people, but
Communicating them is important, is what you're saying.
I made a copy of it and sent it to all my kids who are teachers.
Yeah.
And I have kept it powerful.
Yes. Yes. So that's great. Thanks for sharing, you guys.